What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
PM team. Chris Muller, solo today. It's the 50-minute mark in the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Andrew Filippone on parental leave, but he, like everybody else, completely transfixed by this Paul Skeens performance, and like pretty much everybody else, seemingly pretty emotional about the Pirates' decision to lift him after seven no-hit innings. I'll just restate my thesis here. As plainly as I can, because I want to hear from you guys at 412-928-9370. I don't want to muddy the waters too much. I am normally pretty sympathetic to teams, especially teams like the Pirates, that aren't going to go out and sign big free agents. If you are lucky enough to have the gift that is Paul Skeens, like the Pirates are, I understand being cautious with that player and being careful about his arm. And in normal circumstances, I think, I would have been fine with them lifting him. But Paul Skeens had retired 16 batters in a row when he got the final out of the seventh inning. He was on a major roll. Anyone that's watched baseball for any appreciable length of time can tell when a pitcher is laboring versus when a pitcher is dealing and feeling really good. Skeens would obviously fit into the latter category for the way he was pitching in this game. The Brewers were also making his life very easy. He had a six-pitch seventh inning. They were swinging at everything. They were putting the ball in play very quickly. I would have liked to have seen Paul Skeens sent out there for the eighth inning. Bottom line, if he puts a guy on, if he gives up a hit, you've already got your bullpen up. You take him out. If he goes two batters in and he's thrown 10 or 11 pitches and you don't want to mess with it anymore because he's starting to labor, take him out. But they took the decision out of his hands and didn't let him keep going when it appeared that he had a real chance to cruise through the eighth and maybe have only seven or eight pitches and then have a real shot at a no-hitter in the ninth. I know it's not a perfect game. I know it's not nearly as uncommon. I know it borders on common now with the way teams are struggling offensively. I just don't think Derek Shelton managed the actual situation in real time. I think he managed the number of pitches and did not really stop to consider the rest. Furthermore, a couple more factors I think that are relevant here. Skeens has not been a pitcher that long. That arm is a lot fresher than a lot of other pitchers. The guy was not exclusively a pitcher until partway through his college career. So you're not dealing with a guy that's had a ton of wear and tear. He's a big guy too. I don't know if there's any scientific evidence that those guys are less prone to arm injury. I'm sure somebody's done a study. it feels like it can't hurt when you're a much bigger man than, like, say, a Jared Jones throwing with that kind of velocity. Third, he's also your best pitcher. You need to win the baseball game if you care about trying to make the playoffs. Colin Holderman has been shaky, to be kind. Aroldis Chapman, shaky, to be even kinder, in their last several outings. Now, they got away with it. Both those guys did their jobs, although Holderman had people holding their breath. Chapman, to his credit, had a very squeaky, clean ninth inning. You need to win the game. One more inning of Paul Skenes to take as much off of your bullpen as possible, probably wise. And then Paul Skenes, other than his initial start in the bigs where he threw 84 pitches, has thrown between 93 and 107 every other time out. He's coming off two straight over 100, 107, 102, but it's not like the Pirates were concerned about that. If they were, they probably wouldn't have let him out there for the seventh inning. They were fine with it. The guy appears to be built a little bit different, and I wanted to see how this thing was going to play out, at least in the eighth inning, at least for a hitter or two. I'm not going to crucify them for it, but I am disappointed that they didn't trust him to try to go out there and keep this thing going. What say you? 412-928-9370. Did Derek Shelton make the right decision to take Paul Skenes out of this game with a no-hitter? Ron is in the car. Hey, Ron.
Hey, guy. Thanks for taking the call. When wins matter because they're fighting for a playoff position, my question is, if this was a playoff game, does Shelton still coach that same way?
No. If it's a playoff game, I think Paul Skenes goes out there and pitches the eighth inning and pitches, frankly, until he gets into trouble. In fact, I could almost guarantee if it's a playoff game, that's how Derek Shelton would handle things. Because I just think not all games are created equal, obviously.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to, and because, well, obviously he puts it in Chapman's hands, and we saw what happened the other couple of days ago. So I guess this win didn't really mean that much to Shelton.
I just think that, like, if he had a lights-out – thanks for the phone call, Ron. If he had an absolutely lights-out bullpen, I would have an easier time in that sense. Just from that specific angle of this story, I would have an easier time trusting a bullpen that had proven itself to be airtight. But anything but in the case of these guys, really. Anything but. They have been a mess of a bullpen for – much of the year in one form or fashion, and lately it's been Holderman who's been maybe your primary offender. So I just don't think he had that leg to stand on, even if he could go with Holderman's reputation as a leverage guy or Chapman's career reputation. That's not what they've been. Walt is in Somerset. Now he wants to talk Paul Skenes. Hey, Walt.
Hey. Paul pitched a great game today. Did Shelton make the right call? I think, yes, he did.
Why is that?
Skenes was up, what, right around 100 pitches?
He set down 16 guys in a row, though. They weren't touching him.
Yes, he did. How many times through the lineup were they? Three?
Do you think that matters as much for a guy like that? I think they were well into their third time through, yes.
Yeah, but if you can't count on Holderman and Chapman, then get rid of them. I mean, I think they made the right call. What is Holderman's ERA? 1.9 something?
I know, but what is Holderman lately? He has not been the same pitcher for the last three
games,
or four outings.
Yeah, he's been shaky, and so has Chapman. But I'd rather see Skenes sharp at the end of the year.
Let me ask you a question, Walt. Let me ask you a serious question. If Chapman, now if he had hit a batter and walked a batter, let's take five pitches off. He has 94 pitches through seven perfect innings. Let's say he's got a perfect game going. Would you have wanted them to act the same way?
A perfect game might have been a little bit more different, but still.
Well, the reason I bring that up, it's not to be unfair or try to trap you, but I will say, if concerns that you would have are to the end of, hey, I want to see them take care of Paul Skenes, if that's the end goal, other than historical rareness, it's really no different. Like, other than it being a historical rarity, it's still you're letting him out there because something rarely happens versus something comparatively happens a lot. Perfect game versus
correct.
No-hitter. But he's still out there throwing the pitches, is my point.
Yeah, I'm glad it worked out good today. I'm glad, you know, like I said, I'd like to see him at the end of the year be nice and fresh.
Thanks, Walt, for the call. I think most of us, I think everybody would. And I think a lot of people just don't feel this would have made the difference one way or the other. I'll tell you this, it's a damn good thing that it worked out for them, because you think people are heated right now and frustrated still after a 1-0 win. If Colin Holdeman walks in, gives up 2 base hits, and then gives up a 3-run home run, the Rivers Casino Sportsbook might have exploded with anger. We might have had to use the dump button from people 40 feet away from me cussing a blue streak at the TV. It was a buzz in here. People were like gathering and sitting down who maybe I think were just coming through the casino randomly because they figured out what was happening. If they had lost this game, it would have been a disaster. Rocky is in Bloomfield. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, Chris. How you doing? Good afternoon.
What's up, man?
Hey, I think you're way off on this. As an owner of a high-end sports car like myself, you got to baby him. You got to take it easy on him. I got a 1983 Pontiac Trans Am. I don't want to brag, but I'm just going to throw it out there. And you got to baby that thing. You don't take it out on 79 right away and go 90, 95. You got to go down, you know, Babcock Boulevard. Ease into like 40 miles an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Rocky, when are you fighting Drago in Russia?
Oh, I haven't heard that one. That's original. Anyway, I pitched in the.
Do you actually have a 1983 Trans Am?
I do. It's for sale. You want it?
No. How fast have you taken it?
There might be some law dogs listening. I'm not privy to say that.
The statute of limitations has long since expired, Rocky. Come on, what kind of hot rodder are you?
Oh, I was up to about 120 on the Autobahn. I took them overseas. But
you
anyway,
shipped
back
the
to
car
my point.
Overseas, huh?
Yeah, back to my point. I played some high-stress situations in the Ninth Ward back in the day. You get to that eighth and ninth inning, the stress goes up, the blood pressure is flying through
the
roof.
I'll tell you what. Thank you, Rocky. Very insightful stuff. I bet you Rocky was pitching for St. John's Lambros in the Federal League, right? I'm trying to think of all those other Fed League teams now. For anybody scoring at home, I was well aware of what I was dealing with 5 seconds into that phone call. I don't think he liked the Balboa line either. If you're going to call in trolling about your 1983 Trans Am and doing a gimmick call, you better expect it coming back. Come on. Patrick is in Greensburg. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Chris. Your last two callers, they were probably in special ed classes, because anybody that saw the game today realizes that was the wrong move. Derek Shelton has solidified his reputation as being JV, and he manages this team with a computer. Okay, and that was a predetermined decision that anybody could see after his performance with 6 pitches in the seventh.
I just don't understand how he. So we have Derek Shelton. I know this. The video's out there. He was asked about why he didn't start the eighth inning, and thanks for the call, Patrick. He said that Skeens was, quote, tired, and that his stuff didn't look the same, I guess. I don't know. I saw his stuff getting swung at early. Maybe they thought it was more hittable, and hit very weakly. His last 3 batters, it was a pop-up, I believe, that was caught on the run. It was a kind of a loose flare, but it was by no means hard hit. And then 2 very weakly hit ground balls. What was the highest exit velocity he gave up in the seventh inning? 55 miles an hour? I can't drive 55? I mean, guys weren't putting the ball in play with any authority. I have a very hard time with that explanation, and I'm watching it on my Twitter feed right now, so if there's anything getting lost in translation, I apologize, but that doesn't hold water for me. It doesn't. And man, again, I will say this, Derek Shelton is very, very fortunate that they won this baseball game. Because if he goes away from Skeens, there's going to be people mad if Holdeman blows the lead, mad at Holdeman himself, but rightfully looking right back at the manager who said these kinds of decisions are his and his alone, there's going to be people fuming with him after this one. So he is very fortunate that they got the win. I was trying to do a very tough little task here. I was trying to do a radio show and watch a baseball game at the same time, frankly. Especially when it became obvious Skeens was dealing. And I thought he would be lucky to go anything beyond 6 innings, because I did know that he was laboring through the first couple innings, throwing a lot of pitches. But I guess at what point, let me put it this way. At what point if I'm a guy who believes in analytics and believes in the base, it's not even an analytic concept. It's just a cautious concept of trying to save guys' arms and trying not to stress them and tax them. At what point does it become a little bit of ridiculous hair splitting for me to say, for it to be unfair for me to say that I wanted to see the guy go out there for at least one more inning to see if he could face batters? Like, at what point does that become somehow like an irresponsible statement? I don't think it is one. I think it's a pretty normal thing that people wanted to see happen there. Let's go to Junior in the car right now. Hey, Junior.
Hey, I had two things I wanted to touch on. One, long term, like, as long as they can hang around 500 and then, you know, hopefully make some sort of a run here in the second half. You know, you got Phillies at the same thing, Diamondbacks at the same thing. I'm not going to say the Buccos are going to do that, but just recent years for examples. And then today, man, you got to keep Skeens in there. 99 pitches, didn't look tired. Me and the boys, we rounded up some money, put in plus 12,000, what was it, 120,000 on Skeens for a no-hitter, and they pulled him in the seventh or after the seventh. We were all fired up about that, trying to work and watch that at the same time. You kidding? But what are you going to do? You know, they want to save the young guy's arm. He looks like he could go out there and fight a war halfway through a game, and they want to pull him after 100 pitches. I don't know what to talk about that, but let them do what they do. They're paid professionals. I'm just a guy trying to watch things happen that are sweet, you know?
I want to watch history as much as the next guy, but thanks, Junior. Here's my bottom line. Here's what I would like, and I don't know if it did get asked, but here is what I would have liked. And I know Derek Shelton would say I'm not going to deal in hypotheticals here. If he had a perfect game going, I'm almost positive he would have been in there for the eighth inning. Because everybody, no matter, this is where it's inconsistent. If the idea is, hey, he's tired, maybe, and Shelton did not answer directly that this is a long-term play. He just said, I thought the pitcher looked tired. If a pitcher looks tired and he has gone 21 for 21 in seven innings, he is perfect through seven, a tired pitcher is allowed to go out there and keep pitching, especially if he's 1-1, especially if he's built like Skeens is. You're going to let a tired pitcher go out there and keep throwing. I have a hard time believing that that was actually what was going through Derek Shelton's mind. If it was, then he wasn't watching the guy pitch. What looked different about the stuff? He was challenging guys in the strike zone and eliciting weak contact, and I believe if I were to go back and look, he was facing the middle part of that order still. 412-928-9370. That is the fan hotline right now for you, and it's presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Want to hear from you on this one. Did Derek Shelton get it right? He got away with it. The Pirates won. Did Derek Shelton make the right call lifting Paul Skeens when Paul Skeens had a no-hitter going through seven innings in Milwaukee and the Pirates were clinging, and I do mean clinging, to a 1-0 lead? What would you have done if he got it right? Why do you think he got it right? If you think Derek Shelton erred in this decision, even though it worked out in the end, why do you think? 412-928-9370 to get involved. That's also the fan text line, and it's brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, coming right back talking about a dominant outing from Paul Skeens and a controversial decision by Derek Shelton on the PM team. Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook on the PM team. Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Don't want to wait another second for this. Want to give people a chance to hear it from the man himself. If you're on the line, we'll get to you ASAP. Derek Shelton, in his own words, explaining after a 1-0 win, and I'll say again, good thing it was a win, explaining why he decided to pull Paul Skeens with a no-hitter after seven innings and 99 pitches, having set down 16 Brewers in a row at that point.
First and foremost, seven no-hit innings from Paul. I mean, what can you say about what he accomplished today?
Yeah, I mean, I think this sixth and seventh were impressive because the Brewers did a really good job. I mean, he threw 61 through three. They made him grind. They gave him really good at-bats, but it was impressive that he was able to continue.
How tough of a choice was it for you to bring Holdy in for the eighth?
Not at all. He was tired. I mean, it was, you know, it really didn't have anything to do with the pitch count. Everybody makes it about pitch counts. It was about where he was at. It was about, you know, trusting your eyes, trusting him. When I went and talked to him after that, I mean, he was tired. They did a good job of wearing him down, and, I mean, he gave us everything he had.
not to push back, I mean, what did you see that indicated that he was tired?
I think the stuff and just how his body was reacting. I mean, even after the sixth, we could tell he was getting a little bit tired. I think it's the first time we've seen it. I mean, the volume he's had. But, you know, overall, the fact that he was able to go back, get through the seventh, it was really impressive. He did a great job.
Shelty, how nice was that for Colin? To come away with that situation.
It's huge. I mean, big situation there. Colin struggled over the last probably two or three outings and had been probably as good of a leverage guy as there had been in the game. And, you know, I mean, gave up a couple hits, but to get arguably the best catcher in baseball out there to end it with the bases loaded, big moment for him.
Shelty, would you like to see Paul start on Tuesday?
You know, I think it would be an interesting opportunity. It would be a really unique and cool opportunity for the Pirates, for our organization, if that's, you know, what they end up deciding. I think we'll be very honored.
Shelty, 2 months into his major league career, what have you seen as the biggest growing point for Paul Skenes?
His ability to adjust within the game. And again, going back to, you know, I thought the Brewers did a really good job with him. I mean, we had not seen anybody make him grind like that early in the game. And even without giving up hits, the fact that he was able to, you know, take his game to the level that he needed to finish it, I thought was important.
He needed only 26 pitches to get through those last three frames. How does he get so efficient as the game goes?
Well, I think there's two things. I think he got efficient and they got aggressive because of the fact that the stuff was so good. It was like, it was almost like they changed their approach a little bit and got aggressive. And I think the fact that he got a couple first pitch outs, especially I think he got the two outs in the sixth, Contreras hit the ground ball. That was huge for us.
Did you see this as a possibility of him just like taking over the league this fast? I mean, he is a rookie. There's supposed to be a little bit of humbling that comes with that.
I don't think anybody thinks that when you come to the big leagues, it's going to be like this. And there's going to be some rough patches that he's gone through. I think we're just speaking. It's a testament to, you know, last year we made the right decision. We made the right decision on how we prepared him coming into the year, whether people thought it was right or wrong. And I think we're seeing a guy that's just really talented.
How do you see him step up to the hype? Obviously, you go to the cities, people are very interested and seeing what he has to offer. Obviously, today he backed that up. What have you seen from him in general?
Not much really affects him. I think that's the most important thing. I mean, he gave up a leadoff home run a couple starts ago, didn't affect him. You know, he's given up two runs in the first, didn't affect him. I think he has a really good job of taking all the noise of being 1-1, of being off to this start, and he focuses on pitching. And I think that's really important, and I think that's really special. I don't think you see a lot of guys that are like that.
What can you say about Yaz today? Not just his work behind the plate, but then getting to play hero ball for you as well.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, he had two good swings earlier than that hit balls right at people, and it seems like that's the way Yaz has been for about the past 2 weeks. He's hit balls right at people, big at bat. I mean, he's a smart hitter. Savali did a really good job of mixing and matching against us. Yaz sat on a pitch, got it, hit it in the gap. And I think the big point that goes back to that is Jack beating out the double play ball. You know, I mean, if we don't.
We're going to end it right there. There's about 30 seconds left, but you heard what you needed to there from Derek Shelton. Asked point blank if it was a tough decision to take Paul Skenes out of this game and go to Holderman. No, not at all. He was tired. And then Shelton went on to say everyone talks about pitch counts and makes it about pitch counts. It wasn't about pitch counts. It was about how he looked. It was about him being tired. And he went on to say he felt like his stuff was visibly diminished because of that fatigue. I just didn't see that. I think Derek Shelton kind of exposes himself, his flank, a little bit more here. If he is saying that it's his decision and his decision alone, which I wonder about, by the way, I think the front office, and I think this part, I'm not going to rip them for this. I think this is smart business. This is how it should be. The general manager and his staff are in constant communication with the manager on the field as to how they want things handled. He's not going into this blind. He might say in any instance, I can make a decision to push a guy a little further, but they're all collaborating on this. Shelton is probably being a good soldier to put his face on it, but if he means in this particular case that pitch count really had nothing to do with it, then I am just lost as to how you could say that a guy had set down 16 in a row and was very clearly tiring, in your opinion. I think if he's tiring and he's got a perfect game going, he's still out there. And I also think that in certain cases, you have to look at 100 pitches in a game as something of an arbitrary number. You've got to be able to at least give a guy a chance to throw maybe 10 or 12 more. 8 more pitches would have tied Paul Skenes' career high. I don't think he's going to get through 2 innings on 10 pitches, but if he does and he throws a 109-pitch no-hitter because they're up there flailing, did you really lose something? Did you really cost Paul Skenes? I don't think so. Back to the phones we go, though, 412-928-9370. The decision of the day here, Derek Shelton yanks Paul Skenes after seven innings of no-hit ball, 11 strikeouts. That ties a career high. Pirates win 1-0. They had to sweat through the eighth with Colin Holderman, and then Aroldis Chapman mercifully gave us a nice, easy 1-2-3 ninth inning. Would you have done the same thing as the Pirates manager? Let's go to Darnell in Penn Hills. What's up, Darnell?
Oh, not much. I think Shelton missed out on a lot of marks, particularly one as a pitcher. Who wouldn't want a chance to pitch a no-hitter, okay, and your first time as a rookie in the league? And you pitch a no-hitter against the league divisional leaders. What does that do for your psyche of the team? You know what I mean? Going into the break. And then that says to the whole thing. I think he missed it on a lot of areas of just creating motivation and being able to build off of that type of win. See, those are the type of wins that you build a team off of when you get in those situations and you say, okay, we pulled through that, and you let Paul Skenes pitch in. If he got in trouble, you say, okay, I'll let him see how he does on one batter. If he pitches through the inning, okay, he goes into the ninth. But you didn't even give him that opportunity, and what young pitcher don't want a chance for a no-hitter? So I can't believe that.
So, Darnell, thanks, Darnell, for the call. One thing I will say about Skenes, I think he was pretty clearly disappointed because he might have felt tired, but he also didn't look like it, and I guess we'd have to wait to find out what he says about that. I'm going to give Skenes this. That guy is extremely cerebral. It's one of the most impressive things about him. Just operates at a very high level in terms of pitching intelligence and intelligence overall. I do think Skenes, because Jared Jones has said this too, I think both of those guys are very aware that the Pirates are genuinely trying, and I will give the Pirates credit for this. I do think they are trying to do things right by both of these guys to max out the amount of innings they get and the amount of health they get. And even in Jones's case already, we see him shut down probably for longer than he would otherwise need to be because they're being hyper-cautious. The Pirates are trying. I am just going to take issue with this. I don't think that trying to keep Paul Skenes healthy and lifting him after seven in this game at 99 pitches go hand in hand. Those two things can be mutually exclusive. You can be trying to be very careful about him and also let him keep going in this game for at least another hitter or two and see what happens. That's my bottom line. I also think that to Darnell's first point, I don't think you gain any major team bump in morale because you let him keep going in that game and you worked through it. The team wants to win. If Colin Holderman blows that lead in the eighth inning, different story. The team wants the win more than they want anything else. Brian is on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Great series win. You can leave Shelton in Wisconsin. Skenes threw over 115 pitches five times in his senior year at LSU. Why can't he do it again? They interviewed Skenes on MLB Network, and he said he wishes he could have went out there and finished the game. He said, you want to stay in the game when you have no hits and you have two innings left. Why are you pulling him? What does that help? It's obviously about the pitch count. Shelton's trying to monitor him. For what? How do you know he doesn't go out there and throw 10 pitches the next inning and he finishes with 115? How does that hurt you as a pitcher? He's young. He's ready to go. I think it's mind-blowing that you pull him at that point.
I wouldn't have pulled him. I would have left him in. Thanks, Brian. I would have absolutely left him in the game. I would have let him see what happened with the first batter of the eighth. If he gets a first pitch out, you know, he gets through that inning in under probably eight pitches, which is unlikely, but it had just happened. I'd probably let him out there for the ninth just to see because I think it's worth it. And I don't think that the stress on his arm, whatever would be created by throwing, say, 115 pitches, which is eight higher than his previous career high, is overwhelming. I just don't. I don't believe in that. He was throwing less hard, I think, down the stretch. He was over the middle of the plate, or he was throwing pitches that were at least hittable. They could put a bat on it, but they weren't doing anything with it. I'm not going to cite his college pitch totals, though, because LSU was empty in the tank with this guy, and I know I said he's not, you know, a guy who's been a high-volume arm where his arm's thrown a ton of pitches because he came to pitching much later in life than a lot of these guys do. He wasn't doing it exclusively from a very early age. I'm also not going to use his LSU pitch counts, though, to try to say the Pirates made a huge mistake just based on what those were. LSU was putting Paul Skenes out there and saying, I remember people when the Pirates were closing in and it looked like they were going to draft him saying, please, LSU, finish the job so he doesn't have to throw again because that's going to be maybe 140 pitches in a game if he needs to do it. Jamie's in the car. He wants to talk about this one. Hey, Jamie.
Mosey, what's up? Lifelong Pirate fan, North Catholic graduate. What's up? Hey, I don't think I'm going to sleep tonight. I've been waiting since 76 for a no-hitter, and I'm sitting at work watching this all unfold. I'm like, they're not going to pull him. I don't think they're going to pull him. And don't you know, someone texted me and said he doesn't come out in the eighth. My thing is,
wait a minute. You saw a no-hitter from Francisco Cordova and Rincon, a combined extra inning no-hitter.
Yeah, no.
That was baseball history at the time. It had never happened.
Well, so here, you know, I struggle with the pitch count because he basically contradicts himself when he says he looked tired. Like you said, he's thrown 16 straight guys to the bench. So in my mind, I at least do play it by ear, like you said. You send him back out there. If he gets the first out, you let it play. If he gives up a hit, okay. You know, plus they got the All-Star break. I know he's pitching in the All-Star game, but in my mind, that's a PR move. We're already excited about the guy. What does that do? How much more does that bolster it all? But I don't know. I'm not happy with it.
Thanks, Jamie. Appreciate it. You get your chance here, just like Jamie and everyone before him. Sound off, 412-928-9370. Pirates win 1-0. And I want to take pains here and be cautious with this. I don't want to act like this is a time to be dour. They got a big win against the division leaders. But all anyone wants to talk about, and understandably so, is because it's a long time for a lot of people here to have seen one guy pull off a no-hitter. For the second time this year, it's kind of wild. It's a testament to how great Paul Skeens has been. The Pirates have pulled him from a game where he had thrown at least six innings, in this case seven, had struck out double-digit hitters, and had not given up a hit. Derek Shelton does it this time. They did it against the Cubs. They won both games, but it's definitely leading to some questioning of the Pirates manager. Do you feel it was the right call, or do you too feel like Paul Skeens deserved a chance to keep going? 412-928-9370. Get your take on this. By the way, we move Ray Fittipaldo. He'll join us tomorrow at 5:15. Ray usually comes on Thursdays at 5:15, but extenuating circumstances, I would say, played into it here. And Luxembourg, Garbutt, Kelly, and George, LGKG. Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by LGKG. Western PA's injury attorneys of LGKG build on relationships, credibility, and integrity. LGKG.com. More on Paul Skeens. Seven no-hit innings. Derek Shelton and the Pirates decide to pull him after that. Right move, wrong move. And also, I want this to be a little bit more positive because I feel like I'm being unfair here on some fronts. How blown away are you by what you are seeing? I'm going to say something that sounds crazy, but it's true, and the only thing that seems like it's going to prevent it at this point is a lack of overall number of starts. Paul Skeens the best pitcher in baseball, and if you made me vote right this second for National League Cy Young, it would be very easy to make him number one. Are you just – how excited are you? Put aside your feelings maybe about him being pulled. How excited are you by what this guy has done just 11 starts in to his big league career? 412-928-9370. More of your phone calls. We're even bagging total requests Thursday because I think Paul Skeen's reaction was winning anyway.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So it's going to fit perfectly. Coming up next, live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook, here's Gorgeous Borges with a fan headline. Paul Skeens is the story. That's nothing new. 7 no-hit innings, 11 strikeouts, dominating the Milwaukee Brewers. Set down the last 16 hitters he faced. Only batters to reach were a hit by pitch and a walk. He threw 99 pitches. And then Derek Shelton made the decision to take him out. Derek Shelton asked if it was a tough decision to lift Paul Skeens and go to Colin Holderman. Quote, not at all. He was tired. Shelton later went on to, in that same answer, say the pitch count had nothing to do with it and that he just thought that his ace was fatigued. Paul Skeens, have this for you right now. This is what he had to say about the outing and everything that came with it after the game. Here's Paul Skeens.
Paul, 7 no-hit innings today. How are you able to accomplish that, especially maybe with the pitch count getting a little higher early on than you wanted to?
Yeah, I mean, I had to grind through those first few innings, but got a couple quick innings in there and just came down to executing.
Do you feel any different today at all? It seemed like just kind of everything was working for you right now, today.
I think that's kind of just where we're at in the season. Just being able to use all my weapons and attack with them and trust them. Probably a little bit more than earlier in the season. But yeah, just in a good spot.
Well, was there any part of you that wanted to go back up?
Yeah, I mean, definitely wanted to finish it, but, throwing every 6 days, 5 days, whatever it is now, definitely understand that side of it.
How good is it to see those guys finish it for you the way they did, Holderman and Chapman?
Yeah, I mean, that's their job, and they do it really well. So, wasn't worried at all when I came out of the game. I knew that they would finish it.
Paul, you also set a franchise record today. I don't know if you know that, but 7 or more strikeouts and 8 consecutive starts. What does it mean to start putting your name more so in the record books?
Yeah, it's cool. I didn't know that. Like I said, it just comes down to going out there and executing. So if strikeouts are what that looks like, then so be it. Just about getting outs.
Is a no-hitter on your mind at all when you're pitching?
Not until like the, sixth or seventh inning. I thought about it and then got out of my mind. Didn't really matter because it was a 1-0 ball game, 0-0 ball game, and then a 1-0 ball game. Just about getting outs.
When's the last time you've thrown a no-hitter?
I don't think I ever have.
Never? Not even like Little League or anything?
No.
No?
Do you ever hear from people that the game's not supposed to look this easy?
Not really. Like I said, it just comes down to executing. And, there are days where it's going to be better than others. And, having all your weapons helps. And it's kind of how it was today.
Once you thought about it, that you were able to put it out of your mind, I mean, how easy is that to do when you've never thrown one before and here you are your rookie season with through 7 innings?
It's really easy when it's a 1-0 ball game, I think, because one swing can tie it up. Like I said, it doesn't really matter until after the game. Just about getting outs.
How does it feel to have so many? You know, you have a lot of eyes on you here in Milwaukee. People want to see you Tuesday. People are going to want to see you. How does it feel to pitch in that situation?
It's cool, especially on the road. It's cool. Walking out to the bullpen and seeing people out there. It's cool, but like I said, at the end of the day, it just comes down to making pitches in the game. Because if I don't, then that's going to go away. So not that that's why I play the game, but that's a product of executing, and just got to keep doing that.
Earlier in the week, you met with Bob Uecker. Did you reach out to him first, and what did you guys talk about? If you could share that.
Yeah, I wanted to meet him. Really, we didn't really talk about anything. It was just I wanted to meet him, kind of see who he was. and he's everything you would expect him to be and a little bit more. So that was really cool.
What would it mean to you if you get the nod for Tuesday as the starter?
As the starter?
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I haven't thought about it a ton. Just been focusing on getting to this outing and then through it. It would be cool. I don't know.
Do you project a lot of calm out there? Is there a routine you have to reach that?
Yeah, I think just following back to your process and then, just focusing on executing and getting the guys out, executing the pitches. And as long as you do that, then everything's going to kind of fall where it may. So, just got to fall back to your preparation, I think.
That's Paul Skeens after the game. If you missed the very beginning of that quote from him, he was asked straight away if he wanted to stay in the game. Said, yeah, definitely wanted to finish it, but throwing every 5 or 6 days, though, I definitely understand that side of it, end quote, meaning they have to be careful with me. Because he, remember, at LSU was throwing every 7 days, generally speaking. So he's essentially still in lockstep. I mean, I think two things are probably true here. He is a hyper-competitive dude out there, and when you tell a guy in the moment who knows he's throwing a no-hitter, and also, as he said there, knows it's a 1-0 game, so there's no wiggle room, I think you probably piss him off. But he is also a very smart guy, and I do think Paul Skeens, better than most, understands the long game here. I think that's a fine line to walk in his position. Most of these guys say blood and guts, I want to be dragged off that mound kicking and screaming. I think he manages to live in both worlds. I'm hyper-competitive, I don't want to come out, but I'm not going to throw a hissy fit or scream or be demonstrative after the game, at least publicly, about being taken out. 412-928-9370, before we take a break, want to get to a couple more of you. We're going to keep this rolling right to the end of the show at 6 o'clock, so stick close if you haven't had a chance. Ben is in Uniontown on 93.7 The Fan. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Malzi, how you doing? Listen, I agree a lot with what you and some of the callers are saying also. I mean, let the young man have a chance at his no-hitter.
Yeah, I don't think I was being unreasonable, Ben, because I didn't say keep him out there come hell or high water and then start invoking Nolan Ryan or guys, from 50, 60 years ago who were let right in there to throw 180 pitches. Have Holderman up. He's your eighth inning guy. Fine. Send Skeens out there. If he throws a 10-pitch at bat at the first batter, honestly, I'd probably have taken him out then because he would have been
right
stressing a little more.
Exactly. If he goes in the eighth inning and he has a short, if he's lucky enough to have a short, well, it wouldn't be luck, but he has a short inning, a couple fly balls maybe, or a fly and a ground out, even if he has a strikeout. But I mean, 6, 7, 8 pitches or something like that. Let the young man have a chance at his no-hitter, and then when you send him out in the eighth or ninth inning, okay, if he's not hitting the zone or he hits a batter or somebody gets a hit off of him,
You have any number of chances. Thanks, Ben. If it was a parachute, you have any number of cords to pull to deploy the chute and be done with the outing at that point. I do think they're lucky that he is such a cerebral, big picture focused guy. I think it would be tougher with some guys. I mean, I think most of these players understand the long game too. Paul Skeens understands it really well. I'm going to give the Pirates credit. It's going to sound paradoxical. I wanted him to stay in, and I think they aired Derek Shelton did and ultimately taking him out. But I do think that they have tried to be genuinely thoughtful. That's why I reserve comments like I've made today where I think they made a mistake for very rare situations when I really feel like the circumstances dictated they could have done something else. Because I will give them credit with he and with Jones, really with other guys too. I think they really are trying to be thoughtful and have a real, system-based approach or like a tailored, customized approach for each player. Like, I don't think that they're just throwing slop at the wall and hoping what they're doing sticks to keep these guys healthy. I think there's some real thought and planning that's gone into it. And so I do respect that they're trying to stick to their guns. I just think they could have deviated slightly from the plan here and not really upset the whole apple cart, so to speak. 412-928-9370 to get involved. We're going to continue right up till the top of the hour to take your phone calls. Pirates win 1-0. I don't want to lose sight of the bigger picture here, that the Pirates got a win that they desperately needed and that Paul Skeens balled out again and is, let's call it what it is. Since he came up on May 11th, he's been up in the majors for 2 months. He's been the best pitcher in baseball pretty much since day one, moment one. That is unheard of. But also, beyond all the good stuff and the happy stuff, there is, did you want to see Paul Skeens go back out for the eighth inning, try to keep the no-hitter rolling? 412-928-9370. A check of fan weather for you right now. It's brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions, sunchevy.com. Overnight low of 62 degrees. Then it's going to start getting hot and sunny and humid again as we head in towards the weekend with no real chance of rain in sight for the next several days. More on Paul Skeens next. Here's Pony with a special message.
Hey, it's Andrew Filippone. I'm out on vacation this week, and while I'm gone, I'm in that state of mind where I'm looking to have a good time. And a place to do that in Pittsburgh is right over at Mike's Beer Bar, next to PNC Park. So many big sporting events going on this week. The end of these huge soccer tournaments, all the baseball, of course, and why not get over to Mike's to watch it all? 80 rotating taps of the best local beer from around Pittsburgh. The craft beer, the summer beers from Pittsburgh are there at Mike's. Great food options like steak on a stone, wings, they're right there. Meet me at Mike's, right next to PNC Park.
Mark here on the Fans, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Josh Roundtree has you covered from 6 until 10:35. I'll have the nightly sports call with Bob Pompiani. I know we will be talking about this performance from Paul Skeens. He showed a ton of heart out there today in Milwaukee. Gutted it out through some tough early innings where they made him work and racked up that pitch count and then got on a major, major roll. He retired 16 straight batters to end the game. So everybody that got on base against him got on base within the first seven outs of the game, and then that was it. Paul Skeens shut it down. Speaking of heart, take care of yours. Schedule a heart screening today. Trust the nationally ranked experts at UPMC for your heart care. UPMC Health System wanting to remind you, take care of the ticker, my friends. 412-928-9370. Something tells me if you can't get on with your old pal Mulsey, Josh Roundtree is going to be open for business, going to have that big flashing sign with the phone number on it. You want to sound off about Paul Skeens, but I'll try to get through a couple more before we get to Josh. Our buddy Chef Homer is on the line. Homer, first off, another thank you to you and the folks over at Blue Sky for providing the hot dogs for the hot dog eating contest. Have you seen the reaction, though, from the contestants, and are you thinking about providing regular-sized hot dogs next year?
Brother, you guys talked about how you guys wanted to have a singular event for yourselves where it's difficult greens, it's difficult course. You got to go with the difficult dog, man. You got to go with that. We got to go
what?
Big dog again.
You know what? You immediately convinced me of the righteousness of your idea. And T-Bird, the winner here, is sitting nodding at me. So you're on point here. You basically made our hot dog eating.
T-Bird took me to water that day, and he had a strategy, and I said, go with it, brother. And that's the first thing I said to him. But I want to talk about Paul Skeens, man. And I want to say, dude, we're in the good old days right now. Let's live it. The seven innings, no hit ball. Who cares? What if you would have gave up a hit before that? But what if he goes out in eighth? And one big freaking 100-mile-an-hour fastball leaves that ball yard, and now we're talking a 1-1 game. Come on. We won the game. Skeens pitched his butt off. Let's enjoy it, man.
I do think – thank you, Chef Homer. And you have also swayed me by comparing basically our hot dog eating contest to the Oakmont of hot dog eating contests. You've swayed me that we're going to keep the quarter-pound dogs. I will say this. I'm usually not one for the, come on, why can't we all just enjoy it and get along? But I think he brings up, Chef Homer, a very good point there. I do not want to miss the forest for the trees. I always hated that one. I never understood that one, that figure of speech. I don't want to be the guy that fixates so much. I know it is the story right now, and there's a reason we're talking about it, and we should be. I do always, with Paul Skeens, even through 11 starts, he's already been electrifying enough. I do want to try to take a step and view this at a little bit of remove where I can do what exactly Chef Homer said. Enjoy the fact that I am seeing an historic start to a career. This OptiStats thing. I used to have that blue checkmark blocker in Twitter, and I've realized I've lost out on some good accounts from that, so I had to get rid of it. OptiStats said, in the modern era, only one major league pitcher has had two road starts over the course of their entire career where they struck out 10 or more, walked no more than one hitter, and did not allow a hit. That would be Paul Skeens, who has been in the majors for 2 months. So he has a career's worth of these rare starts in 2 months. I am, though, sympathetic to the idea. Try to take a degree of remove from all of this and appreciate how great this guy has been. Nate, speaking of Oakmont, is in Oakmont, and now he's on the Fan. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Malzy. Let me be the first to disagree with you and some of the callers before with 3 points that I think you'll appreciate. The first, some of these guys are saying, let him go out and face the first batter in the eighth inning. And I think you said, you know, if he threw 115 pitches, that wouldn't be crazy. So let's play that out. He was at 99 pitches, right? What are the chances that he's able to get through two innings without giving up a hit on 16 pitches after already having gone seven and most of the guys on the other team having seen him three times?
I don't think that the three times thing matters as much for him because I think the stuff is still so good. I think that matters for your, I'll say this, I'll throw shade at this retired pitcher. That's for the Jeff Locks of the world. But he had just gone off a six-pitch inning, and I want to say he hadn't thrown more than 10 or 11 the inning before. So, I mean, we had at least evidence that they were taking early hacks and still getting nothing out of it, Nate.
Okay. Second point is, consider the consequences of getting the decision wrong on both sides, right? Consequences for getting the decision to pull him, which actually happened, wrong today. Maybe they lose the game. You could say maybe that would happen if they left him in. So let's throw that one out. I would say that the real consequences of pulling him are, you know, maybe he would go on to pitch the no-hitter. And so you take something fun, something historic away from Pirates fans, away from baseball fans. But what are the consequences of leaving him in? He potentially gets fatigued, and maybe he probably wouldn't get hurt today, but let's say 6 weeks from now he has dead arm or he has elbow soreness. That is a much more serious consequence.
But Nate, do we have any empirical evidence that's, and I'm asking this rhetorically, and thank you for the call. We have no empirical evidence that shows 115 and 100 are appreciably different numbers. Like, I think it's a big leap to get to, he throws 115 pitches, he gets hurt, you trace it back to this. He threw 107 the last time out, 102 before that. He's topped 100 a couple times. Like, I don't think 15 pitches makes this seismic amount of difference. You want to cite me like the Johan Santana no-hitter where the Mets hadn't had one, and I think he threw 149 pitches. Johan Santana was well into his career by then, and that did functionally end his career. That is 149 pitches, though, for a guy who was not a big guy, who had a ton of mileage on that arm already, and who was clearly, like, gassed just trying to get through it. I just think this is an apples-to-oranges situation. I'm not, like, by any means saying the people saying that they made the right call to take him out, I think, are wussy baseball fans who don't want to see history. I get it. I really do. Normally, I would be in the camp of caution is the right play here. You know, discretion is the better part of valor. I couldn't think of it for a second. I just think in this very specific instance, you had an easy excuse to keep him in because of the role he was on, because the Brewers, to their discredit, were helping him by swinging at everything and putting it in play weekly. I think you had the chance to actually, quote-unquote, roll the dice here a little bit with very little negative side to it. Ultimately, Pirates come out on top in every way. Shelton's decision gets validated. He said it wasn't about pitch counts. He said it was about fatigue. Okay. I think we heard Skeens actually say, I get why they do it. I understand the decision. If you see Skeens' face when he said that, you would be able to tell that he's not the greatest poker player of all time. He wanted to be out there. That much is pretty obvious to me. But I will channel Monty Python to end the show. This is a happy occasion. The Pirates won 1-0. We shouldn't be bickering and arguing about ooh, pulled ooh. That's all the British humor you'll get from me today. 1-0, Pirates win. All is fair in love and war. Derek Shelton's decision doesn't come back to bite him. Paul Skeens, he's the best pitcher in baseball right now. I'll channel our guy, Chef Homer, and say, for the time being, I will be enjoying those little facts. Back again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big thanks to T-Bird on site here, to Charlie Gorgeous Borges, excellent behind the glass, as he always is. Josh Roundtree is next. I know he's going to be talking about this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.